I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. A major road project in the area and a former Route 66 landmark has some new owners. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, first of all, the Springfield area, I-55, there's going to be some work being done. Tell us about that.
Well, most all of us have driven this section and probably as commuters. It's about a three-mile section, roughly from the south edge of Springfield to about a half mile north of Clear Lake Drive. And it is a $10 million project. It's supposed to begin this week. Now, there's no major changes as such, any additional lanes or anything of that nature. They're just resurfacing this road, and they'll do a northbound, southbound kind of construction. Probably should finish up sometime this fall.
As you mentioned, this necessarily is not something that's going to make for better traffic flow, things like that.
No, this is just a heavily traveled road. If you look at the Illinois Department of Transportation vehicle numbers, 58,000 vehicles a day on the busiest sections of that interstate. And that includes more than 16,000 heavy trucks. So it takes a lot of wear and tear. Now, we should mention there is still a study out there, a long-term study of adding lanes on that section of road. But that's still in the design and engineering phase. There's no construction schedule and certainly no funding at this point.
From I-55 to Route 66, a couple of local residents have made a purchase there of the old Shays Route 66 Museum site. What's the plans for that?
Well, there's been a lot of attention given to that site since the museum closed in 2013. That was one of the major Route 66 tourism draws for Springfield. People came from all over the world to visit Shays Museum and Bill Shay, the founder of that. Now, the businesses in that area will tell you they've lost some traffic since that museum closed. Well, recently, a couple of local residents have purchased that site, and about all that is left now is the former service station, and it's vacant. But they do plan to open a Route 66-themed auto repair and maintenance service there. So at least there will be something of Route 66 back there, though it certainly won't be a museum along the line of Shays.
And another landmark along that stretch of road. This time, though, if you go out to Macoupin County, the Cannonball Jail, there's an effort there to try to restore that facility. Give us the explanation on that.
Yeah, that's one of the more interesting stories I've been able to work on recently when it comes to Route 66. It's called the Cannonball Jail in Carlinville because it was constructed in 1869 using surplus cannonballs that were still around from the Civil War. The cannonballs were used in wall construction. No one escaped by going through the walls, certainly, since the 1800s until when that jail closed down in 1988. But the Route 66 connection is the jail just off the Carlinville Square is on an old section of the road. And Route 66 lore has it that a lot of speeders certainly were pulled over, served time there, but also bootleggers who used Route 66 during Prohibition to run illegal booze between Chicago and St. Louis. Now, we're told that there are some names on there that are recognizable as members of Al Capone's gang. So there's a lot of history there, both from the Civil War and Route 66.
Finally this week, Governor Bruce Rauner and wife Diana Rauner have moved from the executive mansion. They've moved to a site on the Illinois State Fairgrounds.
You know, that had been expected with the major historic renovation going on at the executive mansion. And as part of that, we asked Governor Rauner about the fundraising, which is, as you know, private fundraising for the mansion repairs. And he tells us they are closing in on that approximately $15 million they hope to raise to complete the restoration. He thought they might hit that mark within the next few weeks. That money all going toward the restoration, which should be completed sometime in the summer of 2018. They're trying to get it finished in time for the August 2018 bicentennial of Illinois statehood.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.